Good morning, White Wave Radio broadcast listeners. June is the month we celebrate Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all dads that are listening. I use the word father instead of founder. As the first Hompahonganji Mission of Hawaii State Youth Director, I have been called the mother of the Yes Camp, which builds young, enthusiastic Shinshu seekers. It was strange when I was first called Mother of the Yes Camp, and I giggled and smiled. Shakyamuni Buddha, the father of Buddhism. Shinran Shonin, father of Jodo Shinshu. Bishops of the Buddhist sects in Hawaii, fathers of Buddhism in Hawaii. Male ministers, fathers of temple sanghas. Male temple presidents, assistant fathers of the ministers, families, great-great-great-grandfathers, great-great-grandfathers, great-grandfathers, fathers of children, grandchildren, adoptive father, father to their adopted children, foster fathers, temporary fathers, father substitute, Pacific Buddhist Academy headmaster, father to lead the teachers, staff, and students, and all the other father positions men have taken to accept responsibility for others, be originators, institutors, producers, founders. Here in Hawaii, the name Roy Sakuma is very familiar to us. Roy Sakuma Ukulele Studios has taught many younger and older to promote their love of music through the playing of the ukulele that bring us life and joy. Roy, who received life through hearing and studying with Otasang on his ukulele, became father and founder of the Ukulele Festival, the largest ukulele concert in the world, with over 800 players since 1971 at the Kapiolani Park Bandstand every July. For over 40 years, he's helped fuel the ukulele's resurgence in Hawaii and mainstream music. To me, Roy and his wife, Kathy, are the father and mother of the ukulele revival movement starting in Hawaii and to the world. My father passed away 9 years ago. As my mother looked at the Honganji calendar right after my father's passing, she said he died on Hōnko January 16th, Shinran's death day and memorial service. I remember her energy lighting up. Recently, tears came to my eyes as I was watching a television drama that made me remember my father. Every mango and avocado season, I thank my father for having grown these trees. Until my father's death, I did not like piri mango. All of a sudden, I had this huge tree and lots of piri mangoes. I quickly thought of who I can thank that might like piri mangoes. Call after call, I heard voices of joy, gratitude, such happiness. Then when I went to deliver, more joy and gratitude from these same people. I came home one day. I decided to try a piece. Lo and behold, I liked it. Now I love it. People's appreciation and joy overwhelmed my hatred. I am grateful to these first group of people because I've been a vegan for over 20 years. Right in my backyard, I have organic fruits. Paradise, Gokudaku, has been part of my home all these years in the backyard. But I did not know. I heard a nonprofit presentation that teaches youth to eat in Hawaiian values and eat taro. I asked if they could use piri mango and they were very happy. My father's energy is with me as I eat his fruits and share them with others. All his years of hard work taking care of the trees. Even after his death, he is bringing smiles to many faces. I am very grateful to have been his daughter. Most of the time, people say, I am proud of someone. Pride is one of the five poisons in Mahayana Buddhism, one of six root unwholesome mental factors within the Mahayana Abhidharma teaching, one of 14 unwholesome mental factors within the Theravada Abhidharma teachings, one of 10 fetters in Theravada Buddhist teachings. Instead, replace it with gratitude. Gratitude can be shown, expressed anytime, unconditionally. Pride, conceit, occurs when we consider ourselves important. Because of conceit and pride, we compare ourselves with others. There can be conceit when we think ourselves better, equal, or less than someone else. Think about it. Meditate on that. The energy of gratitude is quite different than the energy of pride. Do you feel the difference? The month of June, we have the start of the Bon season. Eva Honganji already had their Bon service and dance. Last night and tonight, Hawaii Betsuing and Wahewa Honganji have their Bon dance and service. But Hawaii Betsuing has their memorial services throughout the summer. Many people come out to dance, eat, socialize as never before. Bon dances are held outside of the temples in the community. Please do not forget to gassho in Thanksgiving, saying the Nembutsu of Thanksgiving. For Obon is a time to remember once again how precious my own life is through the lives of those living and deceased, the oneness of all life. And remember Shinran's words in Tannisho chapter 5. I, Shinran, have never once uttered the Nembutsu for the sake of my father and mother. The reason is that all beings have been fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, in the timeless process of birth and death. When I attain Buddhahood in the next birth, each and every one will be saved. May you all have fond memories of your father, living or deceased, and all who have enriched your life during this Obon season. Bon season is not only Bon dance, but please attend the services to self-reflect in your life. I would like to end with B.J. Soriano's words of thanksgiving before the meal. She is a ukulele teacher and a member of the Hilo Betsuing. And she wrote these words of thanksgiving before the meal to the tune of Edelweiss. I have heard them sung at Moili Honganji service and the Hawaii Betsuing every Sunday before they end their service. Thanksgiving. Join our hands as we dine. Fill us with joy and thanksgiving. May our hearts fill with peace as we gather together. Friends and peace, may they bloom and grow forever. Hands together in gassho. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu.